What up, people? This is episode number 56 of this podcast. I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, here to tell you about how I feel about stuff that are things. So, why I'm sounding a little more solemn today is no real reason. I'm not upset or anything, but I figured today I'll start... I mentioned it last episode, and I think I kind of touched on it about 2 weeks ago. Kind of a growing up series. You know, I'm 27, which is not old at all. I'm going to be 28 this year. Still not old. And I had said that I don't feel old. You know, I'm an adult, but I don't feel grown up. And, which is weird, considering, you know, I've hit all the benchmarks of, you know, being an actual grown-ass adult, you know, finishing high school, moving out, having a steady girlfriend, wife, whatever, college, I guess, which I'm not gonna, maybe I'll talk about that in another episode, but, college, basically, I feel is bullshit, but, I kind of went through it, but not, I didn't finish college, but I'm not gonna explain it in this episode. What else? Bought my first place, got married, moved out of that place, bought a bigger house, you know, and got a job slash career, or you know, at least it's a career there as long as they allow me to stay there. You know, the world's always going to need fries to curly and roast beef sandwiches to sell, so hopefully they'll keep me around. If not, then maybe I can move to, I don't know, like the lettuce station or something. Maybe somebody else will take me in that company. You know, I like the company, and I like money, and I like being able to pay my mortgage, because living in my car is not awesome. So, growing up, I figured that, you know, if I pick a topic, like every day, a theme, every day that I do this, then I'll stay more on track, which is not very characteristic of any podcast that I do, because it's not like I force it, but my style is much more, you know, stream of consciousness, where I just talk, and then if there's a tangent, there it is, I'm going to take it and just ride with it, and that's just how I do, it's not contrived, it's not nothing special, it's just how I talk, that's how I am. If you don't like it, you can just go to hell, but I figured that specifically with this growing up kind of series, that I'd be a little more concentrated, a little more concerted, if you will. So, I guess today's episode, in today's topic within the growing up with Jackie series, would be teenagers. Now, I've always thought this, and I haven't thought this just because I'm older now. You know, a lot of people say that your point of view, your perception on just a bunch of shit just changes as you grow older. And I think to a degree that's true. It's not the growing up itself that makes you think differently. It's shit that you go through that makes you think differently. And I'm not by any means saying that I went through anything bad in my life. I've had a pretty good life. Like, it's nothing terrible has happened to me, and I'm very thankful for that. And you know, the worst stuff in my life really just kind of breaks down to like racism. That's really it. And you know, I'm not going to downplay how terrible racism is, but you know, if that's as bad as it gets, if it's just, you know, being called a chink, or you know, having, you know, fake Chinese noises being made at me, if that's the worst thing, in like a fight or two, if that's the worst that's happened to me, that's really not that bad. You know, my life is fine. I've been given a lot of opportunities in my life, and not like crazy opportunities where I get to play in the NBA or like, or you know, nothing crazy. But for the most part, you know, my family's been there for me, and also I've made everything that I have, including my debt, everything that I have is a product of my hard work. So basically, the theme that I'm going with, the topic that I'm going with is that teenagers and people who don't get it, who don't know what quote unquote the real world is, which really there is no real world. If you know, I think it was Matchbox 20 who said that there is no real world. The real world is having a job and supporting yourself and anybody who might be your dependent, you know, your significant other or whatever. The real world is your parents not fucking giving you everything. I am a staunch, firm believer that, and like I said, I've worked for a lot of my own shit, that you should not be given handouts. And if you are being given handouts, then you are pretty much a worthless person. I don't believe that people, teenagers, kids, you know, young adults, should have their parents pay them through college. I don't believe that parents have to do shit after you turn 18. They have a legal obligation up to 18, but at that point, fuck you. You know, I'm not saying that we should be stuck in the 50s, you know, a more idyllic time, but, you know, way back then, it was, you know, when you're 18, get the fuck out of my house, and I feel that's how it should be now, because teenagers, and, you know, kids, really, and even some adults, take shit for granted, and I think that as soon as you start taking shit for granted, that's when you become just a bad person. And I don't believe in good and evil, especially not in the biblical sense, but I do believe there are bad people, and when you become way too greedy and self-absorbed, then you're a bad person. So when you put yourself in front of other people and think that, you know, the world revolves around you, you're a bad person. And I would say that most 18 to 26-year-olds, 27, even 28, people are just bad people. We don't... I don't know if I want to put myself... Man, it sounds like I'm sucking my own dick, which I wish I could do. But, man, that's not happening. What the fuck? I just saw a fucking car with a decal that says, "You're all sheep," which, fine, they're probably one of those coexist sticker motherfuckers. But then, right next to "You're all sheep" decal, there's a fucking Apple sticker. So, there's that. Retard. So anybody, you know, if you start taking shit for granted, then you stop realizing what's fucking important and that it's not about you. It's not. This world is not about you. My fucking philosophy on life is basically don't be a dick. And I don't think that's a terrible thing to live by. Of course, it's my philosophy, so I guess that's why I would think that. Don't be a dick. It's not hard. Just don't be an asshole. Don't be rude. You know, treat people how you want to be treated, and just don't be a terrible person. So, teenagers, and I've, well, this is going back to the first minute of this podcast, it's not something that I've just noticed in my past, you know, like, decade of living since I've become a legal adult. It's something that I've thought even when I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, I did stupid shit, but I was never a dickhead. Teenagers are just fucking scum of the earth people. Fucking terrible, terrible, stupid kids who think they deserve all this shit, and then they think they know everything. And a lot of those kids who, when their parents fucking support them, like, monetarily, not necessarily, you know, in encouragement. Encouragement's fine, but, you know, if you keep supporting your fucking emo and punk and cliquish fucking jock kids all through their college, high school and college years, especially monetarily, they become self-absorbed and, you know, way too, why can't I not remember the word right now? They think they deserve everything, and they think that they earned everything. I don't like teenagers. I don't, because they don't understand that at some point, mommy and daddy aren't going to be there anymore, and that they think they can still be pieces of shit. These are the assholes that you find at clubs and bars who you know, are just dicks. to everybody, and they butt in front of you when they're going to the bartender, or they hit on every girl because they think that, you know, they're God's gift to women, or God's gift to men, or whatever. You're nothing special. Nobody's special in this fucking world, and if you want to be special, you gotta fucking earn it. You can't just have mommy and daddy give you, you know, pay your way through life. And teenagers, man, they think, to use a psychological term, they believe that there's an imaginary audience always going on. They always put on this image that, even when nobody's looking, that's what that means, that they're so cool, that they try not to be and look lame. And, you know, as you become an adult, you realize that really doesn't fucking matter. None of that matters. You know, we're all lame, we're all stupid, and it's fine to stay in on a Friday night. It's okay. If you're not out partying on a Friday night with your, you know, high school buddies playing beer pong, which is so mature, not to say I haven't played it, but I don't. You know, you don't have to do that. And, you know, hopefully as people, teenagers grow older, they'll learn that. Some do, most don't. I just hope it doesn't take till they're 27 to learn that. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, as in your college and college years, that you should experiment. You should, and by experiment, I don't mean like fuck dudes in the ass, but I mean like do whatever you want to fucking do. As long as, you know, you're not fucking stepping on other people's, you know, toes. I'm not saying rights, because I don't give a fuck about other people's rights. Obviously, I'm a communist. You know, don't be a dick. Teenagers need to understand that it's not about you, and you know, I really think that parents should just cut them off at some point. Don't buy them cars. Don't pay for their insurance. Don't buy them clothes. Well, maybe, you know, because I guess you have to have that. Fucking throw them out. Make them, and not necessarily, you know, get out of my life, but get a job. Make them get a job. I got a job. My first job was on the day right after my birthday, because when you turn 14 in Maryland, you can officially legally get a job. And the day right after my birthday, I was working at Subway, and it's not the coolest job. Subway sucks. I hate Subway. Food service sucks. You know, I still work at Arby's. I get it. Food service fucking sucks, but you gotta do what you gotta do. I don't care if you have a fucking degree. Like, my sister-in-law, who's, I think, 4 years younger than me, her fucking parents paid their way through college, and I fucking think they're retarded for that, I'm not gonna get into it, basically didn't pay for my wife's college, and I'm not gonna get into that. It's not a sad story or anything. There's nothing sad behind it, but I resent them for doing that. And they don't like one daughter more than the other, but you can't fucking send that message. You gotta treat them both equally. Either give them both absolutely fucking nothing, or give them both the exact same thing. And I feel that way across all of society, but especially more with your children. If you're gonna fucking argue that, don't be a fucking parent. You're a terrible person if you think that you can treat one child better than the other. You're a terrible person. In fact, fucking kill yourself. Because being a parent is one of the most important fucking things in the world. And don't be a piece of shit parent. So, she is an engineer or some shit. She has a degree in some sort of math I don't give a fuck about. And she hasn't found a career. She hasn't found a job. And she has refused to get any other job, like to demean herself into being you know, a food person, a waitress, or an office cubicle person. And she's just been handed shit her whole life, and they're not rich by any means. She just doesn't understand that in the real world, that you can't, it doesn't go graduate high school, graduate college, career, marriage. That's not how it works. And she doesn't understand that, and she's been holding off. And people like that really piss me off. I'm speeding up because I only have 20 seconds left to go. But I'll continue this in the next episode. But fuck you, teenagers. And don't be a dick to people. Just learn. And just be. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com. If you're one of these people, just fucking die. Die in a fucking fire in your car, falling off a bridge. Fuck you. Fuck you. Die.